Hello, women of power and spirit. For those of us experiencing winter weather right now, our ancestors knew how to be with these months. If you're currently experiencing the summer months, I invite you to listen to this recording again when the season returns to winter for you. However, whatever season you are in now, it's lovely to be aware of winter's seasonal connection to the sacred feminine. This period of time when the days are getting shorter and the nights are longer is the time of the deep feminine. And it's when it can be easier for us to enter into the great stillness because there is so much darkness around us. During ancestral times, winter months were when women would gather together around a fire in their homes or in a lodge to sew and bead and to create sacred objects for ceremonies. They would put their prayers into their work, and they would also simply visit with each other and enjoy each other. As their hands were busy, they were either able to enjoy each other in their interactions or together in the silence. Remember, all life was born in the stillness, in the still, quiet, dark womb of creation. We find our truth in the quiet, where our potential is cradled in acceptance. It's from this deep acceptance that we are born into the light and sound of our expression, and this expression is a natural celebration of our own existence. It is this natural expression that others experience when they are with us and celebrate about us. When we return to this cradle of acceptance, as we enter with quiet minds into the deep stillness, we make ourselves ready to receive divine direction. This is when our intuition is its sharpest and clearest. Our third eyes awaken when the mind is still, and we are able to feel, hear, see, and know the intention of the divine pulsing through us, pulsing through our nature and through our spiritual gifts. Divine direction is always aligned with our deepest desires. Sometimes we have to be willing to open very deeply in order to understand the true nature of our own desires. In a sense, we have to get beneath our busy minds to where all is still and completely aware of divine desire. The greatest direction emerges from this place, and that direction in that place will be perfectly aligned with your deepest desires. As I'm sure you know, you can't seek divine direction with an active mind and emotional attachments, but you can prepare for divine direction. In holding, we do that by letting our emotions and busy thoughts soften in compassion until we are finally in that quiet, still space, and we're able to notice the more profound impulses and follow them. And when we do, they are, as I've said before, perfectly aligned with our own greatest desires. The qualities of life we long to experience, the qualities that free us from our struggle. The details may work out differently than we might have imagined before our souls even came to earth, but the qualities that we long for exist in that divine impulse. And when we feel it again, we resonate with it again, we are creating from that place, and therefore that divine direction takes us directly into the quality of life that we came here to experience. During our holding meditation this month, I invite you to consider an area in your life where you would like some divine direction. Then join me as we go into the still, quiet womb of compassion, where we allow divine direction, divine impulses to emerge. I will see you there.